And so the time is now to act. The time for anyone who's out there listening, and for all of you on the council, now is the time to act. We have to flatten this curve, or we are in grave danger of overwhelming our healthcare system.
Thank you for that question, Councilmember Leary. Thanks for the response. Is there another council member who has a question?
Mayor DeWitt, I have a comment.
Please, Council Member Henderson.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to thank YKHC for all that they are doing. The answer that I got to my question is exactly what I wanted to hear, and I really wanted the public to hear it again. I don't think they can hear it enough. I truly believe that YK is busting their butt, per se, on trying to get a handle on all this. And I just want to encourage the public to take what they're saying very seriously. We are a small community and it is going like wildfire. And please, everybody, just adhere to what YKHC is asking us to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Henderson. Any additional questions or comments before we leave Committee of the Whole? All right, I wanna thank YKHC and thank you all for coming to another council meeting and for the incredible work you are doing on this issue in our region. For reinforcing that this is the response to the COVID-19 pandemic is one that we each have to take as individuals, as organizations, as businesses, and that we all have responsibility and the ability to limit the spread of COVID-19. So thank you very much. And we will take your advisement to heart. It's very much appreciated. Is there a motion to leave Committee of the Whole?
So moved.
Was that Leary? Thank you, Leary. Is there a second?
I'll second that, Hanson.
A second.
Okay, I got Hanson as a second. All those in favor of leaving Committee of the Whole, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, please say nay.
Aye.
Okay, that brings us back to Resolution 20-18. Which is asking the residents, businesses, organizations, and visitors of Bethel to take immediate measures to stop the spread of COVID-19. Is there a motion to adopt Resolution 20-18?
So moved. Hanson.
Second.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hanson. Thank you, Council Member Springer. Vice Mayor Hanson is the maker of the motion. You have first debate.
I want to thank YKHC for coming tonight and speaking to the public and to us. And I don't think there's anything to debate here. Thanks.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hanson. Council Member Springer.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I don't think anybody in Bethel or the surrounding region is downplaying the danger that the increasing rate of COVID-19 presents. So I'm completely in support of this resolution.
Thank you, Council Member Springer. Any other discussion? I just want to add for folks who are listening, we don't always read or don't normally read all parts of resolutions. But for those who haven't looked this up and aren't exactly sure what we're talking about, I do want to say that part of the resolution asks people in Bethel who are showing symptoms to immediately isolate, to stop participating in public or private indoor and outdoor gatherings that include non-household members, regardless of the number of people involved. The city also asks businesses and organizations to allow for and encourage employees to work from home whenever possible, close or reduce public access to their facility whenever possible, adopt methods of interacting with the public that encourage distancing, including replacing in-person interactions with telephonic video conference or other electronic remote contacts whenever possible, strictly abide by and enforce at their place of operation the Bethel City Council's mandates, which include Ordinance 20-26 and 20-27 around testing and quarantine and masking, ensuring physical distance measures are taken to prevent employees and patrons from being within 6 feet of another individual for more than 15 minutes, and asking our surrounding communities and visitors to limit travel to Bethel for critical personal needs and essential services. Critical infrastructure is defined in Alaska Health Mandate 18, and when in Bethel to isolate and prevent interaction with residents. Is there any additional discussion? All right, I think we are. Yes. Okay. One moment, folks, while I take a look at the note that was just passed to me. Okay. We currently have a motion on the table to, I'm getting workout as my first evening as mayor tonight, folks. We currently have a motion on the table on resolution 20-18. Given the resolution that I just read and given the testimony that we've heard from YKHC and the discussion from YKHC this evening, I'm going to read a potential motion for council to consider if a council member would like to make it. Would, if there is an interested council member, to propose a motion to insert a whereas statement into this resolution that would state, the Bethel City Council and administration understand the importance of economic stability, and in exchange for the request to have Bethel storefronts to close their doors to the public, the city will work through CARES Act funding parameters to incentivize and compensate those businesses for loss of revenue due to the closure. If a council member would like to make a motion about this, this is something that we could discuss as adding to a whereas statement related to and incorporating into resolution 20-18.
Yeah, I amend the resolution by inserting that.
Great, thank you. Council Member Springer, second?
Second.
Henderson, second.
Leary got to the second first, so thank you. Council Member Springer, you get first debate.
Yes. Thanks. Just a question on that. I mean, and I have to admit, I'm having a heck of a time getting my packet to open up completely. But the reference to storefronts there, we're asking businesses in town to close down also.
Councilmember Springer, are you still there? You kept thinking.
Yeah, can you hear me?
You're back.
No, my question was the reference in there to storefronts, and I'm having a heck of a time getting the whole packet to open up for me here. But in the resolution, we're talking about asking businesses to close down. Is that correct?
That is correct. So this would be asking in this motion to amend, we would be asking for Bethel businesses to close their doors to the public. And in the interest and understanding of the importance of economic stability, allowing the city the opportunity to work through those individual situations with CARES Act funding to incentivize and compensate businesses that are asked to close for loss of revenue due to the closure.
Okay, I think there's probably a couple of businesses in town here that we, there's no way on earth we have enough CARES money to get for them for 2 weeks. But at the same time, I think we have plenty of smaller business establishments that, you know, are open, including restaurants, that I think we should encourage to step up and try to, you know, shut down or at least go on some limited hours and some limited service, you know, for a couple of weeks until we see what kind of a handle we get on things. And I might also say that, you know, we didn't ask this question of YK, but I, for one, don't think we're in any second wave of COVID-19, given the communities that are getting hit with it now that never seen it before. We're still in the first wave. Bethel is still in the first wave. So everything that we're able to do with the cooperation of the business community in particular is going to, not to mince words, save lives.
Thank you for that, Council Member Springer. Council Member Leary, I think you caught the second on this.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I mean, for obvious reasons, and Dr. Bates stated it tonight too, that, you know, especially with restaurants, it's just basically impossible to practice all of the known, you know, protective and preventative health measures to protect each other from COVID. So I guess I'm just curious, what kind of scope are we talking about when we say storefronts? I'm not even sure who could answer my question. But I mean, are we I just want to be clear, we're not asking AC to shut down, or like we're not asking the grocery stores to shut down for 2 weeks, or is that included in this? I think that's what maybe Mark was alluding to, that like we can't afford to supplement lost revenue to AC probably.
Council Member Leary, in my reading of the proposed motion, this would allow the city with some flexibility to work with specific businesses, likely along the lines of the kinds of businesses that YKHC spoke about as being places where transmission is or could easily occur on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. I'm supportive of this. I've been thinking about this for a while, and you know what avenues we can take to, limit in-person dining in restaurant establishments around town. So I'm supportive of this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Council Member Leary. Additional discussion. Okay, I think we're ready to vote on the amendment, which is the motion to amend and insert a whereas statement that we have just discussed. Council members, all those in favor of adopting this whereas amended statement, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please say nay. All right, we have a motion to amend with the whereas statement that we just deliberated, which brings us back to the main motion on the table to adopt resolution 20-18. I believe discussion had nearly wrapped up on that, but I will ask one more time if there's any additional discussion on 20-18. Hearing no discussion. We have a motion on the table. All those in favor of adopting resolution 20-18, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, please vote by saying nay. All right. The city has adopted resolution 20-18, asking residents, businesses, organizations, and visitors of Bethel to take immediate measures to stop the spread of COVID-19. All right, that brings us to item 10.1 of new business, emergency ordinance 20-32, extending the declaration of emergency issued through ordinance 20-29, 20-11, 20-09, and 20-08. Is there a motion to extend emergency ordinance 20-32.
So moved, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Springer. Is there a second?
Second,
Mrs. Henderson, I second.
I heard Leary first, so that was the second. Discussion, as the maker of the motion, Council Member Springer, you get first debate.
Yeah, this is important. We need to maintain our legal and quasi-legal framework to deal with this situation.
Okay, thank you, Council Member Springer and Council Member Leary.
I think it's fairly obvious. We're still in the midst of this pandemic. So, and we're finally experiencing kind of similar numbers to what the rest of the country was earlier in the year. So we definitely need to continue and extend this ordinance. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Council Member Leary. Additional discussion? Right, hearing none, all those who wish to vote in favor of extending emergency ordinance 20-32, extending the declaration of emergency issued through ordinance 2029, 2011, 2009, and 2008, please vote by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Emergency ordinance 20-32 is extended. That brings us to item 10.2, emergency ordinance 20-33. I'll read it. This is on page 78 of the packet. This ordinance says, extending emergency ordinance 20-26, the City of Bethel COVID-19 rules and procedures, which adopts and clarifies State of Alaska travel protocols for all interstate and intrastate non-essential travel to the city. Is there a motion to adopt this ordinance?
So moved.
Thank you, Council Member Springer. Is there a second?
I'll second that, Hanson.
Thank you, Hanson. Council Member Springer is the maker of the motion. First debate.
Yeah, thanks. We know that the only way COVID-19 can get from point A to point B, if they are geographically distanced, is by air. And so it's important that this ordinance is in place to help protect Bethel as well as the surrounding communities, and to continue to get the word out that non-essential travel can be dangerous to your health.
Okay, thank you, Council Member Springer. Vice Mayor Hanson.
No, I don't really have anything else to add, just that, you know, there's a theme tonight, and what it seems to be is that, you know, as council members are on board with the measures that we need to take within our power in the city. So I'm just in support of this. Thanks.
Additional discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of adopting emergency ordinance 20-33, please vote by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Okay, emergency ordinance 20-33 is adopted. That brings us to item 10.3 on the agenda. It's on page 83 of the packet. This is emergency ordinance 20-34, extending emergency ordinance 2027, which is establishing a mandate within the City of Bethel that masks or similar face coverings be worn in public, in indoor or indoor adjacent spaces, and under certain conditions in outdoor spaces during the COVID-19 public health emergency. Is there a motion to adopt this emergency ordinance 20-34?
Yeah, Madam Mayor, I move to approve emergency ordinance 20-34.
Thank you, Council Member Springer. Is there a second?
This is Council Member Franco. Second. I'm sorry.
Leary, you got this?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. All right, that was a motion by Springer, a second by Leary. Mr. Springer.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Mayor. I think that our community can be awfully proud of themselves. We've been wearing masks from the beginning. You can't really, as the old saying goes, you can't throw a rock without hitting somebody wearing a mask in public spaces, retail stores for sure. Everybody's at 100%. It's advice that the community is taking. It's important that we continue with ordinance 20-27.
Thank you, Councilmember Springer. Councilmember Leary.
I agree with all that, and I would just say I hope some of our Bethel businesses will consider making them required for their staff. I've been beating this drum at just about every meeting. I think that I still go into a number of businesses around town, and I just see all of the staff kind of clumped up without wearing masks. And you know, I can't emphasize enough to protect your own business interests beyond protecting your staff's health and all of their families that they may go home to. We know that masks work, and very much in favor of extending this ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Leary. Additional discussion? Okay, all those in favor of Emergency Ordinance 20-34, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, please vote by saying nay. Okay, Emergency Ordinance 20-34, which is the extending the mask ordinance has passed. That brings us to item 10.4, which I believe passed on the consent agenda. That is Resolution 20-17. In response to public health emergency, extending Resolution 20-13 from November 1, 2020 until the expiration of emergency ordinances, which extend Emergency Ordinance 20-08. And then that brings us 10.5, just as a reminder, we move that to the top of new business. That item is complete. 10.6 also passed on the consent agenda. This was Action Memorandum 20-53. Accept and approve the Alaska Community Transit Reimbursable Grant Award in the amount of $731,328 and direct the acting city manager to sign the related grant agreement. So that passed on the consent agenda, page 93 of the packet. That brings us to the mayor's report, page 109, for folks who are interested in that. I'm sorry, that's the city manager's report on page 109. That starts with me. I was surprised to be talking about myself. City manager report, give me just a second, folks, to grab my notes here, because I do have a couple of things to report. I want to thank ONC for inviting the city manager and inviting me to a tribal council meeting a few days ago, and want to express how much I appreciate the council's interest in partnering, interest in embracing strategies that will reduce the spread of COVID-19 in the community and throughout the region. So thank you for that invitation, and I'd be happy to attend anytime. Second, I just wanted to let my co-council members here know that I did sign a document on behalf of Councilmember Springer for the AML Board of Directors nomination. This was something City Council authorized in their FY21 budget funds to support a member of council sitting on the Alaska Municipal League Board. Most of the travel and registration costs for this position are covered by AML, which is the Alaska Municipal League. And I do want to wish Councilmember Springer the best of luck in the election and thank him for his continued service to the region via the Alaska Municipal League. So thank you, Councilmember Springer. That brings us to the city manager's report, which is on page 109 of the packet. And Manager Williams, it's all yours.
Good evening. There's two or three things here that aren't in the manager's report. I was going to update everybody on that, if it'll open up. This involves the City of Bethel's CARES Act, the Bethel Business Recovery Grant Program. There's been a lot of hard work that's gone into this, and there's quite a few people that deserve a lot of credit for it. But right now, the funds appropriated for grant making to businesses has been $1 million. The number of business applicants submitted is 75. And the number of businesses awarded grants has been 66. And then for the nonprofit program, the Bethel Community Services Foundation, this is an update from them. And so far, BCSF has allocated individual household grants of 500,000. This is being facilitated through TWC. Funds budgeted for the relief and recovery program for nonprofits has been $687,500. Relief recovery funds awarded $677,500. The number of nonprofits awarded has been 20. Funds budgeted for a response program for nonprofits has been $300,000. Response funds awarded is $243,500. Number of nonprofits awarded are 4. And I thank everybody this has been a lot of hard work, and I'm glad that it's moving forward. The other one is kind of in your manager's report. It's, it concerns the avenues. The next big step for this is to get service agreements for those households that will be hooked up to these water and sewer services. The hookup is free. The grant provides $25,000 for each house. Our intent was to start this sooner than later, but with tonight's actions, we might have to push this back. I suspect we'll see, I'm thinking we'll start with letters and hope we get some responses, but it's a very important part of this project, and without them, and I think last I heard it was 112 houses, but I think it's more than that. But anyways, there's quite a few that quite a few households that need to sign up, and it will be a major chore for this to keep this project moving forward. The last thing I had here that wasn't in the manager's report was an update on the YK Fitness Center emergency repair project. The base contract called for mobilization of equipment to Bethel, installation of 3-unit and fin tube space heaters in a crawl space for freeze protection, installation of insulated access panels, and installation of insulation and crawl space on the pile caps. Since then, there's been a few things added. As they move through this project, they're going to find things that need to be fixed, and the next three are those kind of things. Installation of missing insulation and flashing at the interface between the high wall and the roof. Another item was installation of missing insulation and flashing at the building's northwest corner and conference room area. And then the control system upgrades to be able to control and monitor these crawl space temperatures is another important one that I'm glad to see that's been added on. And then it's just everybody make note, or like everybody make note of the two reports that are attached to my manager's report, one concerning the incentive program and the other the use of the funds that were approved tonight for Carmen and Jackson, and they've put a little report in there on how they intend to use these funds. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Okay, questions for Manager Williams.
I have a comment. This is Henderson. Yes.
Councilmember Henderson.
Yes, Pete, I wanted to thank you so much, you and your crew, for getting all that information together. I was really happy to open up that email today and see those numbers. And it was very inspiring knowing that we are really, truly helping our community. And I just want to thank you all for all the hard work you do.
Well, the hard work, the credit really goes to Bethel Community Foundation Services and those in our finance department to work to make this happen. It was quite a bit of work.
Okay, well, thank you anyway, everybody.
Thank you, Council Member Henderson. Additional questions or comments from council members?
Yeah, Madam Mayor.
Council Member Springer.
Yeah, I just wanted to let Pete know that it's real nice to see the graders out all over town. It's about the time of year to start getting these roads tuned up. So thanks an awful lot for getting them out there.
Mayor, council members, I do have one more thing to add. Today we did finish up the finishing touches on the long-range transportation plan. So hopefully I'm going to start with the planning commission or whatever your wishes may be, but that's what I'm going to first aim for. And this will be an important part for our roads in the long term. It kind of goes in with what Mark was saying. So anyways, that's all I have for now.
Okay, additional questions for Manager Williams?
This is Councilmember Leary. I just wanted to thank Acting City Manager Williams for the detailed manager report. I think these are the reports that we were all kind of used or accustomed to seeing from previous managers, and I just appreciate the time you put into putting that together so we can see kind of what's going on and. That's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Leary. Any other questions or comments? Do you have anything you would like to add, Interim Manager Williams?
No, we're just busy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, that brings us to item 11.3, which is the city clerk's report located on page 125 of the packet. Clerk Strickler.
Thank you. So for the listening public, I wanted to let everyone know who hasn't yet heard that there is absentee in-person voting available at the ONC multipurpose building from 1:30 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's going to run through November 2nd. Polls will open on November 3rd for the general election at 7 a.m. and polls will close at 8 p.m. This is the State of Alaska Division of Elections election. This is not hosted by the City of Bethel, but wanted to make sure that the public was aware of that information and their voting opportunities. In addition to the items that's listed in the report, the city clerk's office has been really busy working with AC, ONC, and LKSD. I wanted to give a big thank you to Seth Mendel with AC, Josh Gill with LKSD, the ME principal, and Mark Springer with ONC. There was a huge collaboration of community agencies and members to facilitate and execute the distribution of pumpkins to Bethel children. And we distributed our last pumpkins today. And as quoted by KYUK, I was crossing my fingers and my toes to make sure we had enough pumpkins for everyone. And we did. We ended up having 13 extra pumpkins, which were distributed to OCS. So I just wanted to thank all the agencies and organizations that have really come together to make this Halloween as special as it possibly can be for our community's youth. I wanted to also let everyone know that we are still hosting our Kids Vote program. There are two ballots available on the City of Bethel's website for different aged youth in the community. And it's actually applicable to anybody that's in District 38. So if there are other people in other outside communities listening, you're welcome to vote as well. But we've also put together the general election kids vote pamphlet with the hope that parents and families can take a look at this pamphlet, help encourage children to become interested in the election. We need to start young to improve our voter turnout. In 2016, our voter turnout was 33%. The state average was just over 50 and the national average was just over 50. So let's get out and vote. That's all that I have. Thank you.
Okay, questions for City Clerk Strickler. Any questions or comments? Mayor. Yes, Councilmember Springer.
Yeah, thanks. Lori, do you have any anecdotal reports on how the absentee and early voting is going over there at the multi-purpose building?
I do. So it's actually going very, very well. There have been a number of people that have taken advantage of the absentee in person. I don't have exact numbers, but if I were to estimate, I am going to estimate around 200 people so far have taken advantage of that. I was just informed by the individual that's working the absentee in person office that they have requested more ballots be sent to Bethel because they are in fear of running out. So they still have plenty of ballots right now, but to be prepared, she has requested more ballots from the state. So that's a really good sign. There are also a number of people who have taken advantage of the absentee by mail option for the general election. And I don't actually have those numbers.
Okay. And Madam Mayor, just a couple other things really quick. First of all, if you don't know what the multi-purpose building is, maybe you know what the old bowling alley is out in Pinky's Park. We get a lot of calls over at my work. Want to know if we're where you vote. And I've had a few people, I've said, well, it's the multi-purpose building. And they said, where's that? And I say, the old bowling alley. And they're like, oh, yeah. So that's where it's at. And just a question for the clerk. Are we going to have any cool I voted stickers on Tuesday?
So the state of Alaska has sent out some of their cool I voted stickers. The city of Bethel also created what I think is a very cool I voted sticker to celebrate 100 years of the women's rights to vote. So both of those sticker options are available at the polls and in absentee voting.
Okay, thanks, Madam Mayor.
Sure. Any other questions or comments for City Clerk Strickler?
Madam Mayor.
We got Councilmember Leary first and then Councilmember Henderson. Leary, you've got the floor.
Thank you. I just have, I think, a quick question. City Clerk Strickler, what are the younger kids voting on this year with the Kids Vote program? I remember in the past, there was like a vote one time on naming a park, and there's been other cool ones. What are they voting on this year? Thank you.
So this year we decided to try to stick with the theme of an encouraging discussion of what's actually going to be on the ballot. We want to ensure that families can have a conversation about what's on the ballot. So we've minimized the actual ballot that the adults are going to be seeing for the younger kids and listed two presidential candidates on that. And again, the focus is to really talk about what elections are and how meaningful the process is. So by sticking to that, we felt like we wanted to just have the candidates listed. We do and have the intent to open up a kids vote again for the parks. I know that the Parks and Rec Committee, that name, you know, the really Parks, Recreation, Aquatic Health and Safety Center Committee is really interested in getting those parks named. And that is on our list of things to do and to initiate through another Kids Vote program.
Very cool. Thank you.
Member. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Leary and Councilmember Henderson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to let Lori know that I finally got to review the whole Kids Vote packet today, and I thought that packet was fantastic. It was beautifully made, lots of information, and all the pictures. I loved all the pictures, so it was great. You guys did a really good job on that. And I also wanted to say that from the school perspective, those pumpkins were a big hit. So I want to thank everybody that took part in that. We had lots of phone calls, and it was, we had to direct them someplace else, but it was a big hit. So thank you very much for everybody that worked on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Henderson. Any other questions or comments? I have one quick question, and I was looking up an AVEC notice. Did you talk about the scarecrows?
Oh man, I didn't talk about the scarecrows. Thanks for that. We have, so the city also, in an effort to try to identify opportunities for families to have Halloween activities at home, we created a scarecrow hunt, and hopefully everybody that's listening has heard about it because the deadline is quickly approaching. So by October 28th, we're hoping to have people to have submitted their address to the City of Bethel, to cityclerk@cityofbethel.net, or through Facebook messaging of the City of Bethel's Facebook page, their addresses where they have created a scarecrow. So this is found objects at your home, create a scarecrow, put it out front, and on October 31st, during the day, because it would be difficult to do at night, go on a scarecrow hunt with your families. Just drive around the community and look for the scarecrows. We're going to be posting a map on October 30th, Friday, before 5 p.m. with the zones that the scarecrows are located in, and then the families can just drive around and try to find the scarecrows. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
All right, thank you. Any other questions or comments before we move on? All right, that brings us to item 12, council member comments. I'm first on the list, so I have a few things. One is, I'm wearing my purple Gus book tonight. It's October's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and so you can show your support of survivors by wearing purple or wearing a purple dust buck specifically, if you'd like to. And so I just want to acknowledge that that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We have a lot of neighbors and community members who've been impacted one way or another with that issue. Second, AVEC, Manager Williams brought to my attention that there is going to be a Bethel outage. A notification came through from AVEC, and I pulled up that email. It looks like on Thursday, October 29th, so this Thursday from 9 to noon, the Bethel service area, including Oscarville and Napakiak, as well as Bethel, will be without power while AVEC crews and contractors are connecting power cables from the existing power plant to a new switchgear module. So that's Thursday morning, 9 to noon. We should expect a power outage. And then again on Saturday from noon to 5, portions of the Bethel distribution system and all of Napakiak will be without power. Some of these will be shorter, some will be longer. There's quite a list of who will be affected in the email. But to be aware that Thursday, entire Bethel service area, Oscarville and Napakiak, 9 to noon. Saturday, noon to 5, portions of the grid with Bethel and Napakiak. And what else have I got? I want to reiterate the thanks to the city and its partner ONC and its partner LKSD and any of the rest who help make the pumpkin distribution delightful for families and kids, and made the season, help make the season fun. And I really appreciate that. I think that's fantastic. I want to thank, even though he's not here tonight, outgoing Mayor Barr, Council Member Barr now, for his years of service on council, but specifically his time of service as mayor. And I hope to do as good of a job as he did facilitating meetings and getting through things in a timely and orderly fashion. And then I also recognize that it is Councilmember Franco's last evening on Bethel City Council, unless we call some emergency special meetings before Councilmember Franco is gone. So I want to thank you, Councilmember Franco, for your service on Bethel City Council. It's been a pleasure to serve with you. And that brings us to Vice Mayor Hansen.
Thanks, Mayor DeWitt. I think you you pretty much summed up what I was thinking. I know it's such a cop-out, but the only other thing I would add, I guess, is that a letter went out today to families from Superintendent Hankins that we will continue to operate in a high-risk category, the Bethel schools. And that actually there was a follow-up press release that all district schools will be in the high-risk category as well. So we'll be doing remote learning at least for the next 2 weeks. I don't know when they next discuss that, but I just wanted to let families know that that letter went out to them. And I just want to thank Councilmember Franco as well. And I'm sure I can speak on behalf of everyone that we wish you the best in whatever you have coming up. And maybe you'll get involved in City Council in Kodiak at some point. All right, thanks.
Okay, and I was just looking at who is on the line, and Councilmember Barr, did you join us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hey, I don't know how long you've been there, but I just saw your number.
Yes, well, I appreciate it there, Mayor DeWitt. Thank you.
Well, hopefully you heard my kind comments, and do you have any closing comments this evening?
I do, and thank you, Mayor. I did hear your kind comments, and I do wish you the best for helping the city go through this virus and through some of the tougher times that we have presently. So I wish you all the best, and I wish all the council members that will be assisting you go through this whole virus thing also. So I appreciate that. The only other thing that I wanted to mention is Bethel Search and Rescue, along with the Coast Guard and ASP and a lot of search groups, have been involved in looking for the 7 missing boaters for the past week. Today is day 7. We're still hopeful that this is not going to become a tragedy, that we will find them hopefully healthy and safe and warm. But there's a number of searchers from outlying villages. There's nearby communities that are searching. We hopefully will get Civil Air Patrol up there tomorrow with more aircraft. If you are out there boating, make sure that during the night that you have lights out. You have red or green lights or driving lights. Hopefully you'll have a spotlight. Always wear your PFDs. It's getting pretty darn cold out there. And lots of prayers for the missing persons' families. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Barr, and thank you for your work related to this search. I hope it's a rescue. And thanks to all the other searchers and rescuers as well. Much appreciated. That brings us to Councilmember Leary.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to congratulate you on being our new Bethel City Mayor and making it through your first meeting. I appreciate all the ordinances that you brought forward tonight. I was kind of hoping to see some more, some more support from the City of Bethel to kind of go along with the guidance and recommendations that we've been hearing a lot from YK lately. So thank you for sponsoring those, bringing those forward. Wish council member Franco well in your new chapter over there in Kodiak, and hope to see you back sometime. And thanks for spending the last year with us on council and the last few years here with us in Bethel. So that's all for tonight. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Councilmember Leary. Councilmember Franco.
Thank you, Mayor DeWitt. So this is my last meeting, most likely, with the Bethel City Council. I just want to thank my fellow council members for being a great group of people to work with, as well as the city clerk and the clerk's office and everyone at the city. It has been a positive experience.
I think, you know, the 3 or 4 years ago when I joined the finance committee, I didn't really expect to be on city council, but it has been a positive experience. I will definitely miss Bethel, but I'm looking forward to some new adventures. So I hope the best for everyone. Just to reiterate some of the comments made already by my fellow council members, I want to thank the city and other partners for the pumpkin distribution. I heard a lot of really positive feedback from that, and I know a lot of kids were really excited and families were really excited for that, so it's nice to see something, an alternative for them to do instead of trick-or-treating. Additionally, I just want to comment on how serious, of course, COVID-19 is, and I definitely encourage everyone to stay at home, try to communicate with your employer if you can to work on a plan to work remotely, and limit your interactions as much as possible. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Franco, and good luck with your move. And that brings us to Councilmember Springer.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First of all, I just want to express my condolences to the family of Emil Johnson, everybody that was related to him and loved him. He was a good friend at work and a good coworker, and I grew up here in Bethel, so I know a lot of people are going to miss him very much. Best wishes to Councilmember Franco. I don't know what it is. Some pretty good people moved from Bethel to Kodiak, have over the last, 15 years or so. Good luck down there on the Emerald Isle. COVID-19 is here. Winter's coming, starting to come a little faster. So we have to be ready for both of them. As I said before, Bethel is responding, I think, very, very well. The lines of people going to get tested, and there's testing again tomorrow, free testing, evidence that people are very concerned about their health and the health of their families and their friends. People are wearing masks. There are plenty of masks available in town. The city is handing out masks. ONC has got a lot of masks out at the airport that we have to pick up. So there's going to be a lot of resources available through the fall and into the winter for the entire community. Protective resources. So keep that in mind if you don't have masks or you need some more. And it would be kind of nice to the disposable masks are good, but the cloth masks are also good. They look a little nicer. They might fit a little bit better. So if any of the very skilled mask makers that we have in the community are looking wistfully on the old days of March and April, let's get some more masks being made. Our thoughts are with search and rescue and with those folks that that are missing and their families, and we sure hope for a good outcome on that. I'm glad to see all the resources that are coming together on that. So I think, Madam Mayor, one more thing. You did a very good job this evening in your first real meeting as the mayor, and I think you'll continue to do just fine. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilmember Springer and Councilmember Henderson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to start with good job to you on the fantastic job you did tonight. Congratulations on your position. It's not the position I suggested, but it's a good position for you to be in. So good job on that one. I also want to touch a little bit on the COVID. I am just begging everyone to please take this seriously. I personally lost a relative last week to COVID, and it is very serious. And I can't even attend her funeral. I'm here. it's, I just, there's not any other words I can say to express how serious this COVID is. So please, everybody in Bethel, everyone in the Delta, take this seriously. Let's hunker down. We can do this. Let's hunker down and get rid of this darn thing. It'll all work out if we just hunker down. I also want to say good job and express how grateful I am to the hard work that the search and rescue is doing and everybody that's involved with that. They always work so hard when needed, and they are much appreciated. And lastly, we got a notice at work today that there's going to be a water outage on tomorrow. Is that correct, Pete?
Councilmember Henderson, Manager Williams just stepped out for a second. So if you want to go on, we can ask him to clarify when he returns.
Okay, great. Thank you. And again, I just want to thank Lori for that fantastic kids vote thing. It was great. It was good reading. I really enjoyed it. And the pumpkins were a great hit. And I want to thank everyone for making my first couple meetings so wonderful. It has been such a delight, and I'm still getting congratulations in the community, and I want to thank everyone again for that. So I just wanted to double check on the water outage in case there's going to be houses out tomorrow, not just the schools. Let that be announced. And that's really all I have. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Henderson. And I did get a clarification. It sounds like that water outage tomorrow in the housing neighborhood is from 10 to 1 tomorrow. So 10 to 1 tomorrow.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. That concludes council member comments. Item number 13 on our agenda, executive session. There is no executive session this evening. That brings us to item 14, adjournment. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved adjourn.
Second.
Oh, wait a minute here.
Don't all speak at once, guys.
I heard Hansen and then I heard Springer this time. Hansen was ready for this one, Council Member Springer. Vice Mayor Hansen, gotcha. All those in favor of adjourning, it is 8:31 p.m. Please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. All right, good evening. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.